good news is we're not stormbound anymore. We are heading out of Cowes, and we're heading down. We're going to have a look at the channel, see what the skipper thinks. And then we're either going to go across the channel, which I think is unlikely, because I think the weather's not really up to it, and it will be a 12-hour slog. Or, which I think is more likely, unless conditions are much calmer than they appear, we will shape a course down the coast, aiming at Weymouth. And the skipper and the sailing master will make that decision when we see what conditions are like. It's been very blowy, gale force 8, and easterlies for couple of days now. So everybody's thinking that with that sea build up, it's going to be very rough and not a lot of fun. But anyway, we'll see. I mentioned in the boo I made yesterday that I was duty messman, and what that means is for a period of 24 hours, one person from each watch, so that's four of us. Basically, we do the domestic thing. We set the tables, we serve food, we work with the cook taking his instructions, we have our own pantry that we work in. We have boiling water constantly available. When we have stand easies, we make sure there's some tea and new innovation coffee on the foredeck for the crew. We also set and serve the wardroom, two sittings of a meal in the wardroom, and same in the mess deck where the rest of our crew is. And the picture is a long, well, actually not very long. I suppose it must be about 20 foot long by about the same wide. And there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 12 bunks. And in the middle of the room there's a long table with a mast sticking through at one end. On either side there are benches, and we eat in watches. So the after watch eat together, the forward watch eat together. And so each of the people from their watch, they work together to make sure everything works fine. Actually, it was fun. I really enjoyed it. We had a really good laugh. And Martin, the cook, the food he's able to produce from what is basically a 6-foot-ish square kitchen, the diesel cooker, fantastic, actually. He's ultimately calm, but then he was a Royal Marine, so this is much to compare really with it. Oh, I don't know, 24 sea cadets could be a bit of a challenge. You can hear the messmen in the pantry just up the companionway in the middle of the ship, called the Burma Road, which is the busiest part of the ship. You can hear them washing up after the stand easy on the foredeck. We're now operating a watch system. What that means is the current people on watch are the after port watch, and their job is to run the ship. If we're called, we'll be called to bracing stations, and then we have to go and fiddle about with the sails. As far as the rig's concerned, we are under triangular sails only at the moment, so that's we've got a jib and a big staysail, and that's it really. I'm on watch in. Let's have a look. Let's see where are we. After starboard, that's me. We've got the first dog watch at 1600, which is 2 hours. But we're also required to be about for the 2 hours before and 2 hours after our watches. And then, assuming that we're still sailing, my next watch, after starboard watch, is 0400 tomorrow morning. There we go. More news later when we see what the weather's like. Lovely and sunny at the moment.